Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
China mengancam untuk menerapkan sanksi bagi para petani Australia, sementara pemerintah mempertimbangkan untuk menghentikan program bantuan dana stimulus yang bernilai miliaran dolar. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Brett Mason dan Julia Carcastle bagi SBS News. Para anggota parlemen dan senator kembali ke Canberra kemarin malam dengan menaiki pesawat angkatan udara yang disewa untuk menghadiri sidang parlemen yang akan dimulai kembali pada hari Kamis ini, tanggal 14 Mei. Kelompok koalisi mempertimbangkan untuk mengeluarkan kembali pembayaran JobKeeper lebih awal dari batas waktu bulan September karena ekonomi dibuka lebih cepat daripada perkiraan. Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison mengatakan akan diadakan peninjauan ulang.
What was important back then is we knew that Australians would need an economic lifeline, and that's why firstly JobSeeker and the effective doubling of JobSeeker and JobKeeper were then put in place to provide that lifeline. There was a review built into JobKeeper to be done before the end of June, and the Treasury will be doing that.
Sementara itu, Partai Buruh sedang mempersiapkan untuk menggunakan waktu Minggu Keuangan untuk meminta dana stimulus tambahan bagi industri perumahan dan konstruksi. Pihak oposisi juga meminta penambahan tetap bagi dana New Start. Berbicara kepada ABC, juru bicara Partai Buruh di bidang hubungan industri, Tony Burke, mengatakan penambahan memang perlu.
I don't see how the Prime Minister's concept of snapback is going to work. It's a long time before we get to employment levels as they were. Unless you want people to suddenly be able to not pay their bills, unless you want people to suddenly vacating the premises where they live and handing back the keys to homes that they've mortgaged, then the government is going to have to look at extending this.
Berbicara kepada Sky News, Menteri Kesehatan Greg Hunt menghimbau para Menteri Kesehatan negara bagian untuk mendukung penyelidikan global independen untuk mengetahui asal virus corona.
We are very strong supporters of the EU motion before the World Health Assembly to make sure that we have a clear review of the origins, the source, the early response and the information in relation to the pandemic.
Meskipun begitu, dorongan masyarakat bagi penyelidikan virus corona menimbulkan kemarahan pemerintah China. Beijing memberikan waktu 10 hari bagi pemerintah Australia untuk menjelaskan mengapa tarif sebesar 10 juta dolar tidak akan diterapkan bagi impor barley dari Australia. Menteri Perdagangan Simon Birmingham mempersiapkan perlawanan atas sanksi tersebut di Organisasi Perdagangan Dunia atau WTO.
We are deeply concerned by reports that China may impose duties upon our barley producers. And we see that there is not even a prima facie case that Australian barley producers should have to answer, let alone a conclusive case that Australian barley producers are at all subsidized or dumping their product.
Birmingham mengatakan pemerintah Australia tidak akan mundur.
They price and operate in accordance with global markets, in accordance with the best practice production that Australian farmers undertake, and our position will remain quite resolute and firm in defense of our producers, and that the issue ought be decided solely on the merits of the evidence surrounding this case.
Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Brett Mason dan Julia Carcastle bagi SBS News.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.